You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are those of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Not much of a town, eh, Major? Just the one street.
That much easier to secure.
Yes, sir.
Tell the men we'll stop here for the day. Bring up the supply wagon.
Company! Ho!
Have them water the horses first.
Some of them need shoeing.
Well, there's a blacksmith shop.
But no blacksmith, or anybody else for that matter. Looks like they all just cut and run.
It's Johnny Reb for you. Leave nothing behind.
I got a feeling, though. Don't you, Major?
What feeling?
Like eyes.
Eyes where?
That's just it, sir. I don't know. But I sure got the feeling. On the back of my neck. Like we're being watched. Maybe this town ain't so empty after all.
No place to hide. A few stores, church. If there's a sniper up there, he'd be a fool to take on this many.
Well, it's like you say, sir. Johnny Reb's got more guts than brains.
Take two men and look around.
Miller!
Sir?
Check out the general store. Davis, you take the livery stable.
Ain't nothing there, Captain. We can see it from here.
You make certain, son. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
The rest of you, see to your mounts.
Well, I'll be.
Well, you look at that.
What is it?
Captain, I think you better see this.
Hold your fire. What do you see? Miller. Miller? Davis?
What happened to them?
I don't know, Major. They went around that storefront at the end.
What the...
The time is 1863. The place is a valley in the state of Virginia. The event is a mass bloodletting known as the Civil War, a tragic time when the country split into two fragments, each fragment deeming itself a separate nation. It's been a long and brutal slaughter with no end in sight, and those who survive have learned to expect the unexpected. But in just a moment, the captain and the major and their entire company will make contact with an enemy they cannot defeat in an outpost not found on any military map. An outpost found only in the Twilight Zone.
You want more coffee, Private?
That what it is.
Chicory, maybe a little sawdust, but it's hot.
Obliged.
I've tasted worse. I just don't remember where.
What is it?
Quiet.
You hear something down there?
Thought I did.
Yanks?
Maybe. Whatever it was, I don't hear it anymore.
I didn't hear nothing.
You never hear nothing, Dogger. Just sit in your duff and wait it out. Where's your carbine, soldier?
Huh? Oh, it's over there.
A lot of good it'll do you laying on the ground.
What do you mean?
What if the Yanks showed up? What do you do?
If the Yanks was here?
You reckon you know how to work this thing?
Yeah, I know how, all right.
And if you pull the trigger, you reckon it'll fire?
I reckon.
Then show me.
Hey, what's the idea?
The idea is you aren't a right arm to me or a left arm. You're just some extra baggage that breathes through his mouth and splits half my rations.
You mad about something?
Fed up is more like a Dogger. When do you figure to shape up? By the end of the war?
I'd do my part.
Yeah, like an army mule. Why don't you just go down there and give up? The Yanks will treat you real good while General Bobby Lee's off fighting the war for you.
I didn't used to be like this.
Yeah? When did you up and change?
It used to be I never gave any thought to fighting. Some kind of game we were playing, like when I was a kid. Hide and go seek, King of the Mountain, Blind Man's Bluff. Now it ain't that way anymore, Paradine. I've seen too much of this war.
We've all seen too much, but we keep fighting.
Some do. Some can't no more. I was at the Second Manassas. I think that's where come to me sudden-like.
What did?
It's like this, Paradine. I had my two brothers there. One of them was 15 years old, that's all. 15! I was right alongside him, going up a hill. A mini-ball came out of nowhere, hit him dead center. Took him 3 hours to die. He's just a kid. Just a little, screaming kid. That was my brother, Phil. My older brother, Kearney. He was dead the next morning. Wanted to be a preacher. Always talking about the gospel. Words of Luke. Words of John. Words of the prophets. He ran out of words. And God run out on him. But you, you don't have a nerve in your body, I guess.
Oh, I got him. Just as many as you, from head to boots. But I don't concern myself as much as you. You're worrying about dead men and lost battles. That's just too much area to fret in.
Then what do you worry about?
I'm worrying about two scouts on a mission. Us. And a piece of dirty brown paper with orders written on it. It says right here. It says the Yanks are going to take up a position in Chanao Valley. We're supposed to scout them out, see if we run into their videttes, and then check back the minute they get into that town down there.
I know, but that don't mean I have to feel jubilation about it.
Take some advice, Dogger. Don't mark it by the day. You're worrying about Tuesday before Monday's up. Keep the view long, son. Then you can live with it a mite better.
You hear him again?
Sure do.
Yanks?
Yanks, probably. Horses, positive.
How many?
Just a patrol, I figure. Maybe 20, 30 men in all. That's funny.
What is?
Listen.
I don't hear nothing.
I know you don't, but I heard horses, and they come from down there in the valley. They're Yanks. There isn't any question about it.
How come you think that?
Because everybody else in these parts is packed up and moved out before the fighting gets here.
Come away from the edge, Joe. This ain't no place to stand out in the open.
If they are Yanks, they'd be in that town already. It'd be as noisy as a county fair, but now there ain't a sound anymore.
Maybe they've gone away.
I reckon I better get down there and take a closer look.
I wouldn't do that.
I know you wouldn't.
Joe, you don't need to go.
We got orders.
Let's pull out and just ride away. Both of us.
You wait here with your horse. If I don't come back...
Listen, Joe, we know they're down there, right? You heard them. Well, we found out what we had to find out, where they are. The Yanks are in the valley. So now we go back and report it. What's the point of...
The point is, we got to count their heads and their horses and their guns. We gotta look at the regimental numbers so our boys will know what's coming. That's enough point for you, Private?
I don't care no more. I don't care. I got only one big mission left, and that's to stay alive. I say we go down there and wave an undershirt and throw down our rifles and... Why'd you hit me?
Mr. Dogger, I extend my sympathy so long as you keep your yellow inside. But the minute it crawls over to me and tries to climb up on my horse, too, then I withdraw my sympathy. You understand?
Yeah, I understand. I pledge everything I got to this war, and all I get is the back of your hand.
So far, you and me have pledged nothing to the Confederacy except maybe empty bellies and lack of sleep. But a couple of 100,000 others, including your own brothers, pledged a whole lot more. And now you're making it appear they did it for nothing. Now you pick up your rifle and stand at the ready.
I got it.
Good. If you hear a shot, that means they're down there in force. And you get back to camp at a fast gallop. Tell the lieutenant what happened. If you don't hear from me in 15 minutes, get back there anyway.
You really going alone?
Just me and this brave horse. For want of anything else. You just wait right here, old girl, while I take a look around. Try to find us some water and grub. Yankees must have been here and gone. What's wrong? You smell something? Never did hear them right out, if they are here. Easy, horse, easy. That's only church bells. Must be the wind. Has to be the wind. Who's there? Come on out with your hands up. If you're in there, why don't you show yourself? You a yellow yank, that it? I got you. Drop you. Where'd you go? If there's a yellow Yankee hiding in one of these stores, you better come out right now. I'm taking you prisoner. Put your hands in the air, or I'm coming in. I'll blow you to kingdom come, I swear.
Ain't no Yankees, just me.
You come close to dying, old man.
Did I now?
You better start talking fast.
What would you like to hear?
Some answers. Tell me who you are and what you're doing here.
I was about to ask you the same question, son. When I first seen you come up the street, I thought you was a Yank. You don't know how close you come to dying.
What were you going to use, Grandpa? You're not carrying a gun.
Don't need a gun. Been doing just fine without one.
What you got a hold of there?
What's it look like? You've seen a book before, haven't you?
That Bible's pretty heavy to throw, all right. I reckon you could knock out the whole Union Army with it.
No, this ain't no Bible. And I wasn't aiming to throw it. Just use it, like I used it on them.
On who?
The Yanks. I took them all out, every last one. Leastways, every one that rode in here.
Sure you did, Grandpa?
Oh, I done it all right.
What'd you do, read to them?
Not to them. Adam.
And they turned tail, just like that?
Nope. It was the town folk packed up and left.
Then what happened to the Yankees?
They're still here.
I suppose you got them all hogtied, hmm?
Come on, I'll show you. Over behind the blacksmith's.
I don't need to play your games. Just tell me where to water my horse.
What about grub? Ain't you hungry?
Of course I am, but this town's been picked clean by bluecoats.
You're wrong about that, too, son. There's plenty of food.
Sure there is.
You think I'm lying? Feast your eyes on this.
Well, that's a Union Army supply wagon.
What'd I tell you?
Still full of crates. Most of them not even opened yet.
Guns, ammo, clothes, rations. Take your pick, Johnny Reb.
I don't believe it. This here is real salt pork. First meat I've had in 2 weeks.
Eat your fill.
Wait a minute. You saying the Yanks rode out and left all this behind? That doesn't make sense.
Like I told you, Johnny, they didn't ride out. They're still here.
Where are they, old man? Talk, or by God, I'll...
Turn around.
What?
Meet the Major.
What is that? A statue?
Well, now, you ever see a statue sitting on a real horse?
But they're not moving.
No, sir, they're sure not. And neither's the rest of them.
The rest?
Of the company.
Are they dead?
Sure. Standing up, big as life, all 19 or 20 of them.
Then they're sleeping.
Sleeping on their feet. That one over there, he was cleaning his rifle. And that one, well, he took his boot off, and he's still standing on one foot. And this one, he was just drinking out his canteen, and he done fell asleep with his eyes wide open.
Plague, then. Something in the water.
Water's fine. Nice and sweet.
Some kind of sickness, but that could take hours. And it wouldn't get them all at the same time.
I told you. I put him to sleep.
There must be some natural explanation.
Natural? Now, don't that take all? What happened to them Yanks ain't natural. This is what done it. This here book and what's in it.
Give me that book.
No, you don't, Johnny. This here is still my book for now.
Hey, Yank, wake up.
I'm the only one can do that.
This is crazy. They must be asleep. No wounds, not a sign of blood. Go on, wake up. None of you are dead. Wake up, Yanks. I'm taking you all prisoner.
I told you, it has to come out in this book. But you don't believe me. You think I'm lying.
I didn't call you no liar.
This here is what done it.
Give me that.
Now you're gone and done it.
What kind of book is this?
Can't you read, Johnny?
The front of it says witchcraft.
You better be real careful. Dropping it in the dirt? That wasn't bright of you. That wasn't very bright of you at all. Anything happens to this, you'll be in a real fix.
Listen, old man, I expect you're harmless, but I got no time to fiddle with black magic or any other old men's games.
Games? Games, you call it? And here in front of your eyes stands the enemy. Not a twitching, not even a moving an eyeball.
Now look, old-timer, I flat out don't understand this. I don't understand it at all, but there's a war on. I got no time to just stand here jawing.
I'll take my book back, if you don't mind.
Here. Good riddance.
All ye horsemen and ye footmen conjured here at this time, I command you to be still. Oh, Johnny, you didn't believe me. What about it now? I reckon you'll have to believe me, being as you can't move a muscle, being as you can't speak a word. Didn't want to do that to you, because you're one of us. But you wouldn't listen. Well, now you will. Look at this one right here, for instance. Standing up straight as a ramrod. He's a major by his stripes. And he's carrying his marching orders. Says this here's just an advance party. Soon as the rest come by, I'll do the same to them, too. You listening, Johnny? I know you can still hear me, because I only used half the power. Now, let me introduce myself and tell you my story. Name's Teague. I'm a witch man, and my pappy was a witch man afore me. He was the seventh son of a seventh son, and I was his seventh son. I know conjure stuff forward and backward, up and down. It's my living. Folks in Chan'll make fun of me, like they did my pappy, but they buy my charms. Things to bring love or hate if they hanker for 'em, cures for sick hogs and calves, sayings to drive away fever. All them things I done for Chan'll folks all my life. You understand? If you finally got it, blink your left eye. Good. That's good. Now you can move again. I'll say the words. Ye lone horsemen conjured here in this spot, ye and ye alone may pass on.
Mesmerism, that's what it is.
Parlor tricks? Sure, that's what you'd call it. You'd call a rooster a hen and a gelding a bay just to deny what's right and true. Oh, Johnny, I thought you understood.
What did you do?
Just what I knows how to do. I've been laughed at and told to mind my business. Young'uns hooted and throwed stones. I could have cursed them, but I didn't. No, sir. They was my friends and neighbors in Chan'ow, and I kept back evil from them.
But I couldn't move. I couldn't blink an eye.
just like the Yanks. When they come, everybody run afore them. But me, invaders, tyrants, thieving skunks in blue. But I fixed them. I didn't do no running. I carried this book out into the street, and I read the words. And you can see what happened. Now you listen, and you listen good, Johnny Reb. You fight the Yanks with everything you got.
That's what I intend to do. Let me see those orders. From General T.F. Kotler, commanding 4th Division, Union Army, you will move immediately with your entire force, taking up a strong defensive position in the Chenow Valley.
Hear that? His entire force. There's more coming. You and me got things to talk over, Johnny Reb.
What things? I heard all I need.
You got to understand. This book here don't have nothing to do with mesmerism. This is conjure stuff. And what I done to these Yanks, I can do to the rest of them. I can freeze them in their tracks. I can open up a path to Washington, D.C. so that Bobby Lee could ride in there with no more than 3 Confederate troopers and take over the whole country. That's what I can do with this book here. That's what I can do. You hear me?
Magic? You claim it's magic.
I don't claim. I say. It's what I read in this book. And now you've seen it. You felt it.
And you could do this to the whole Union Army?
Could and would.
Why don't you? Why don't you, old man?
For one good reason. And one good reason only.
It better be a good one. If you have the power to turn the war to our side.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die before the sun goes down.
How do you know that?
How? I can feel it in my bones. I can smell death. I've seen the raven on the wing. I heard it coming. It's on a white horse, galloping this way. It's a pounding in my heart, a galloping and a galloping straight at me. Old Mr. Death ready to pluck me out of the living. So I ain't going to be around long enough to do what's got to be done.
Then if you won't do it, who will?
I'm leaving it to you.
Me?
That's right.
But why me?
A book ain't the only thing I can read. I can tell the look of a man. Eyes, head, hold on his weapon. I can tell all about that man. So I'm choosing you. Everything you need, you can find in this book. Spells, magic, curses, charms, everything. Here, take it.
It don't seem right. It don't seem right at all. There's something about all this. Something.
Something like what?
Something unclean. Look at these pictures. Animals, symbols, things I've never seen before. It's like being in league with...
Say it, Johnny Reb. You got it right. Now say it like it needs to be said.
With the devil.
That's it. That's who you're in league with now, Johnny. That's who we'll have fighting on the side of the South. The devil himself. The devil! The devil!
Halt! Easy.
Who goes there?
Dogger. Troop scout.
Advance and be recognized.
I'm advancing. Now put that rifle down. I got a message for the lieutenant.
That's you, Dogger?
Yes, sir.
You've been gone a long time. We almost gave you up. Dead or prisoner by this time, that's what we figured.
Neither, lieutenant.
Where's the other scout?
I don't rightly know, sir.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if I did know, I'd sure tell you.
Talk sense, man.
Well, sir, it's like this. Paradine, he rode off to the valley a while ago. Said if he didn't come back, to tell you as fast as I can.
And he didn't come back?
No, sir. He sure didn't. I've been riding like the wind.
So the Yanks are here.
Can't say that, sir. Not for sure.
Why not?
It was mighty strange back there. Not a sound that I could hear. Paradine, he said he heard horses riding into town. Think if it was, they never come out.
Well, why should they? They're bivouacked while they prepare for tomorrow's battle.
One thing, sir. If they did ride in, they plumb disappeared once they got there.
What are you talking about, soldier?
It's like they rode into a hole and got covered over. Them and the horses. Not a hoot or a holler out of them after that. Like they rode off the edge of the world. Or into a hole like a great big grave.
What happened to Trooper Paradine?
Well, sir, I reckon by now he's buried somewhere down there in that lonesome valley. With the rest of them. Buried. And never coming back.
Good girl. Drink your fill while I do the same.
Johnny, where'd you go?
Filling up my canteen, old man.
Sorry, Johnny. Must have dozed off.
That's okay. Stay lying down. You don't look so good.
Almost sundown. Not much time.
Oh, now there's plenty daylight left. Drink the water?
Thank you kindly. I told you, I only got till sundown. After that, it's all up to you.
That ain't gonna happen. You're feeling stronger, I can tell.
Oh, no. Just a few more minutes. That's all you gotta wait. Just a few more minutes.
What are you telling me?
Read it. Read it. You hear me?
I said stay down.
Johnny Reb, you hear me? You got to read from it out loud. Here. Right here. It takes your blood on the first page.
Oh, come on.
That settles the pact. That makes the contract. Your blood mixed with mine on the front page.
You need food is what you need. That's the only thing wrong with you. How about some salt pork?
Hey, Johnny Reb, stars and bars.
Here, I'll cut you off some.
Hoist 'em high.
Would you open your mouth and eat?
Stars and bars. Stars and bars.
Oh. Oh, man. Don't you do me like that. Oh, dang saber. Now I've gone and cut myself. The blood, it dripped right there in the book, just like you said, old man. Hey, old fella, talk to me. What do I do now?
Who goes there?
Paradin.
Let him through. That's the other scout. Lieutenant, he's here.
That you, Paradin?
Yes, sir.
You see, Dogger, he didn't ride off the edge of the world after all.
Joe, is that you?
It's me, all right.
I'm sure glad to see you, Joe. I rode back here just like you said.
You did good.
So the prodigal returns. Some people around here figured you must be dead by now, or a prisoner.
Neither one, Lieutenant.
No time for either, it appears.
Sir?
That book in your hand. Man's got to do his reading, doesn't he?
It wasn't like that.
Well, let's hear it, man. What did you see?
More than you'd believe.
I'll be the judge of that. Go ahead.
I'll try.
Where are their advance people?
In the town.
And the rest of their forces?
The main body was spread out behind 2,000 men at least. 60 guns, one troop of cavalry, maybe 50 supply wagons.
You drunk or something, Paradine?
Not a drop, sir.
There hasn't been a sound from that valley all day. Not one sound. Now, I don't care if 2,000 men took off their boots and tied feathers to their feet. Somebody would have heard them. That makes sense to you?
Lieutenant, you got every reason to call me crazy. But the reason you didn't hear them is because they're asleep.
Why, of all the...
Put to sleep by magic, black magic. It's all in this book here. There was an old man, Teague by name. He done it. Then he give me the book so I can carry on.
Paradine, this is an order. You're to take yourself to bed on the double. You're to sleep the night, make your report to me in the morning.
This is my report, Lieutenant. There's practically a division of Yankees down there, and they're dead on their feet. Not moving a muscle, just standing right out in the open, big as you please, or sitting straight up. The same as they were when the spell hit him.
Spell? What spell?
It's in the book here. I swear to you.
I won't call you mad, Paradine, or drunk. I'll wait till morning, but if you haven't changed your story by then, I'll be ready to charge you with one or the other.
You want proof?
Of what? A daydream?
Here's what you do. In the morning, you send a patrol down there and take a look at the main street of that town.
And what will they see?
Just what I said. But in the meantime, I think I've done something that'll prove it to you quicker. Where's Mallory's troop?
Mallory's not back yet. They went up to the North Ridge late this morning.
There was Yanks camped up there. Company's strength, at least, wasn't there?
That's about what we figured, but what's that got to do with...
It's got everything to do with what I said. This book. On the way back here, I read from one of the pages out loud like the old man told me. I wanted to kind of test it. So I conjured up a spell, and I pointed it. I pointed it up there toward the ridge.
That's enough. I've heard all I care to hear.
Who's that?
Sounds like the troops are back.
Who's there?
Mallory. Where's the lieutenant?
Now you'll know I've been telling the truth.
Sir, reporting in.
Glad to see you, Mallory. Warm yourself by the fire, then maybe you can clear something up for us. Paradine here says...
I just saw something I can't explain. No more than any of my men can explain it. And they saw it, too. We walked up to that ridge in a skirmish line, scared out of our boots because it was so unearthly quiet. We figured the Yanks were waiting for us just beyond the parapet. They were waiting, all right, but not for us. Standing straight and tall, guns to port, and frozen like statues.
You mean they were dead?
Not dead. Not dead and not alive. Just frozen stock still like rocks. You could see them in the moonlight. Not moving. They could have been markers in a graveyard made out of granite. I swear I don't know what could do a thing like that, and I hope to God I'll never find out.
Lieutenant, this is what done it.
What's that?
A book. But not just any book.
Paradine, are you trying to tell me...
You heard what he said.
If that's true, if it's all true, then this is the devil's work.
What's this all about?
Is somebody gonna tell me?
An old man gave me this book. A witch man. You're right, Lieutenant. It is the devil's work. I know that, too. But maybe it's time we called muster on the devil. Maybe that's all that's left to us. We ain't got enough guns. We ain't got enough food. We ain't got enough anything. We're losing, Lieutenant. The Confederacy is cracking up into pieces in front of our eyes. It's bleeding to death every day. There isn't enough blood left in our veins to change things. And the ground won't hold anymore when that runs out. I don't know much about church things. And I don't know anything about Satan. All I know is that we had a cause. And it's dying right in front of us.
Ben Paradine, please open the book and read what's got to be read. Say it loud and make it good for every Yank army in the field. Freeze them or put them in the ground, but make it good.
I'll give it a try. Satan, Satan, I call upon ye in all your power and glory. I call ye in the darkest hour of my need. And in so doing, I do heartily revoke the name of...
Go ahead, Joe. Finish it.
I don't know if I can.
You can do it.
It calls upon us to revoke God.
Give it to me, then.
Wait.
I'll finish it right now if you can.
Dogger.
Now look what you've done.
Leave it be.
Joe, you said yourself, it's all we got left.
He's right, Paradine. God help us, but this is all we got left.
I don't like the feeling inside me. What do we call them, Lieutenant? Damn Yanks? That's the phrase, isn't it? Damn Yanks? But if I read aloud from this book, It'll be the Confederacy that's damned.
It's that book, or it's the end.
Then let it be the end. Let it come if it must come. But if it's a cause that has to be buried, let it be buried in hallowed ground. Let it be buried in hallowed ground. And let this be consumed by fire.
Let it burn, boys. Maybe he's right. Let it burn.
Joe, you awake?
Yeah.
I was thinking, you probably did right, Joe. If we got God on our side, we don't need no witch book.
I hope you're right.
It'll be all over soon, and then we can go home to what's left and forget all about it. Start over, because it'll be over and done.
Likely so. The question is, how long?
They say there's a battle going to start tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah, a big one. That's what the talk's been.
Where?
Someplace in Pennsylvania.
Could be I burned the book too soon. Whereabouts in Pennsylvania?
I don't know. I don't recall.
Where, Dogger? Where's this battle in Pennsylvania?
I don't know. A little town. Never heard of it before. A place called Gettysburg.
Gettysburg. Well, I guess this is one we'll have to fight without the devil's help. No matter what happens. May God help us. God help us all.
In a time to come, during what will be Joseph Paradine's old and garrulous years, he'll tell anyone willing to listen that the Civil War wasn't lost at Antietam or Gettysburg or Shiloh. Rather, he'll insist, the Confederacy's fate was sealed in a little valley hamlet called Shanao. And people will laugh or pity him when he insists that the South lost the war because they refused a certain strategic alliance. But the truth is that such unholy alliances are often the norm rather than the exception in the Twilight Zone.
Still Valley, starring Adam West, with Stacy Keach as your narrator, was written for The Twilight Zone by Rod Serling, from a story by Manly Wade Wellman, and adapted for radio by Dennis Etchison. Heard in the cast were Mike Novak, Richard Hensel, Turk Muller, Doug James, Jeff Lupitan, Christian Stolte, Carl Amari, Vince Amari, and Roger Wolski. This copyrighted radio series is produced and directed by Carl Amari and Roger Wolski for Falcon Picture Group. Doug James speaking.